Shalom, love, and blessings. Welcome to another episode of Yah'at's Kingdom Talk. And today we're going to be speaking about something that's been hidden in plain view. And I've entitled it, The Prophecy, The Deception, and You. Brace yourself. Be ready for the truth. Yahushua, Jesus, said, I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. That's taken from John chapter 5, verse 43. Now this message was, and this topic was impressed upon me. As I was going to sleep, it was on me all day, and then it just wouldn't leave me. And I believe it's Yah saying, you've got to talk on this. Now, one of the things that was brought to me is that people don't realize that this wasn't just the Messiah speaking just for the sake of saying something. This was prophetic. It was something that he spoke that was going to happen, because he said, him you will receive. So it's a prophecy, but yet, you know, I have not yet come across anyone being teaching this or bringing this out in its truth, in its entirety. So here we are today, reasoning together in Kingdom Talk. And I'm going to show you how deep the prophecy is, how deep the deception has been, and how you yourself has probably been caught in it or may still be in it now. And one of the things that I say a lot is that, how do you know that you're being deceived? And the fact is, you don't. You don't until the truth comes. Until the truth comes and shows you, right, gives you the clarity and the objectiveness that you need so that you know that you're being deceived. You'll just happily go along in the deception, because the deception by nature is constructed in such a way that it's designed to make you think that you're in the truth. And remember, Yahushua said that Satan's been a deceiver from the beginning. That's his title. That's his name. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. So we know that all truth comes from Yah. All things that are deceptive and lie come from Satan. So, what did Yeshua say? What did he mean when he was saying this? So, we know, we'll just read a few scriptures here. When Yahushua was being born, he was given a name. The name was given before he was born. Let me read a few scriptures. And I'm going to read from the King James Version, because it's going to include the name that we commonly use. So it says, and she shall bring forth a son. This is Mary we're talking about here, and the angel speaking. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. In the book of Luke 1, chapter 1. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And again, in Luke chapter 2. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. So all of this was foretold, forethought, instructed by the angel of God to Mary. So here, in we're speaking English, and in this King James Version, You know, we have the name Jesus. In other, in older English, it would have been Jesus, coming from the Greek Hellenized linguistical pronunciation. If you go into another translation, they would say Yesu, etc. But we know, okay, and this I'm going to really pick apart and highlight and clarify this prophecy from Jesus in John chapter 5, where he said, I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, he will receive. So here we have the name Jesus. But we know the name of the Father is Yah. That's why everybody who's listening to this, no matter what area of the world you're from, because this goes out to Korea, it goes out to North America, South America, it goes out to the Africas. This podcast is reaching across the world. And one thing I know from fact, having once even gone into a Korean church where they all spoke Korean. The message was in Korean. The ushers spoke Korean, very little English. It was a Korean church. But the only thing that we could understand was the word properly, that was linguistically the same as everywhere else, was hallelujah. So we know that means praise be to Yah, or as many mistakenly say, praise the Lord, or praise be to the Lord. But as the scriptures tell us, his name alone is Yah. Okay, so we know that when Mary was told, she wasn't given the name Yesu or Jesu or Jesus. She was given the name Yah, Yahushua. Yeah, Yahushua. And I'm going to do a podcast on the actual name, because I got into a discussion where somebody refuted the name Yahushua, saying the name is Yahusha. I've got no argument with that person, but as the Holy Spirit showed me that we're not even pronouncing names right. So don't get into any arguments with people who say Yahushua or Yahshua or Yahusha, because our pronunciation of the languages and names is not going to be entirely correct. In the same way that I might be able to read French, but somebody who heard me reading something French or Spanish would literally say I'm butchering it, or they might have a good laugh because they would say, oh, you know, he sounds like a toddler. He sounds like a kid trying to speak our language. So I have no argument about it, but I'm going to highlight the pettiness and the religious spirit behind this pointing of finger saying you're saying it wrong or you're spelling it wrong in English. It's ridiculous. But going back to what we're talking about, we know that Mary, more than likely, the name was called Yahushua or Yahushua. But the name Yah was in there because the name of the Father was given to him. Yeah. So, remember, we're talking about the prophecy from Jesus, Yahushua himself, saying, I am coming my Father's name. His name, the Father's name is Yah. And you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, you will receive. So, the Apostle Paul stated to the Galatians, he says, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. And it actually goes further. The the apostle goes even deeper after that, in that he states quite clearly, "For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ." So he's stating clearly whose servant he is, who he's following. He's following the Messiah, which is where the word Christ is transliterated or replacing. It's Messiah or HaMashiach or HaMashiach, the sent one of Yah. So Paul was very clear, very, very clear in who he served, who he preached, the gospel that he was preaching. Yahushua said, "Many are going to come in his name, saying that they are Christ or the Messiah, and shall deceive many." Yahushua also said that he came down from heaven, not to do his own will, but the will of him that sent him. In John 6:38 says, "I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me." He goes on, John goes on to write again, "Father, glorify your name then. Glorify your name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." Further on in John, in chapter 17, "I have manifested your name." This is what Yahushua, aka Jesus, was saying. "I have manifested your name unto the men which you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them me, and they have kept your word." Very, very important. First of all, he says, "I have manifested your name unto the men which you've given me out of the world. Thine they were, or they belong to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word." So at all times, Yahushua is always referring back to the will of the Father, back to the name of the Father. Okay, and a little small tidbit in there was that they've been given out of the world. So they're this whole thing about being separate from the world, being holy, is all wrapped up in there. In Matthew, Yahushua is recorded as saying, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." He said, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets," or false messiahs and false prophets, "and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Now, this thing about signs and wonders is an issue that is rife now. Many people follow after signs, and many people follow after wonders, the miracles and the healings and all that type of stuff. Does God do it? Yes, he 100% still does healings, signs, healings and wonders. Yeah, and signs and evidence that it is him. Yeah, if you look in Corinthians, I think it's 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about the gifts that are within the church. And it talks about those who have gifts of miracles, those who have gifts of healing. So it's there, it's established within the church. But when you look at that as well, which I can go to in another place, you'll see that the first three gifts in the church are apostleship, prophets, are apostles, prophets, and teachers, all to do with the word of Yah. The first three. So the importance of the word, the importance of instruction, of the will of God, the kingdom of God, the word of God, is above all. Because even within the word there is healing. That's why the prophet said that he sent his word and healed. So we're looking at this thing, we're looking at this this issue of signs and wonders. And don't worry, I'm taking this path, but I'm going to go back. I'm going to go over what I've said to show you the prophecy. I've shown you the prophecy, but I'm going to go back and clarify to you what the deception is. And so you can search within yourself and ensure that you haven't been caught up in it, and that you will learn to love the truth and gravitate towards the truth. It says here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11 to 12, for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So what is the reason that they are sent strong delusion? It's because, and so that they should believe a lie, it's because they believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That's deep. Let me give you the story of how I actually came to even know this scripture. Many years ago now, I was doing a podcast, but beforehand I was praying, and I was saying, you know, I'm looking at the situation as we minister to different people. I'm like, yeah, God, you know, the devil's really messing up with these people's lives and sending them into these churches and getting them mixed up, etc. You know, Father, deliver them. And I'm just praying. And I heard very clearly, no, I sent them. I gave them. And he took me directly to that scripture. And my jaw dropped. Because all the time, for many years, I've been praying and talking about, you know, the devil leading people astray, etc. And Yah confirmed to me that nope, he did it. And the reason why is because they don't want the truth. They don't love the truth. There are some who've come to be ministered to, and they may have got peace, they've got some sort of deliverance, etc. And then they've gone astray. They've gone, as it were, back to vomit. But it was the fact that they didn't want the truth. They didn't love the truth. They wanted the bread and the fish, or they wanted the signs and the wonders, the miracles. And so Yah made it clear that it was him. And just to confirm that, because out of the mouth of two or three witnesses shall a thing be established, and we know that what we call the New Testament is established in the what we call the Old Testament, the prophets. So the apostles didn't say anything that was really new. The thing that was new was the new and living way through Christ Jesus, through Yahushua the Messiah. That was the thing that was new. The commandment that was new was to love one another. That's what was new. So in Isaiah 66, we see there, Yah says, I will also choose their delusions and will bring their fears upon them. Because when I called, none did answer. And when I spake, they did not hear. But they did evil before mine eyes, and chose that in which I delighted not. Hear the word of Yah, you that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let Yah be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. Now, here is the revelation of the deception that Yahushua prophesied. This prophecy that was given and that has been hidden in plain sight was that he, Yahushua, Yah who saves, had come in his Father's name, and he wasn't received by those who he was sent to the children of Israel, to the true Jews. And he said, if another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. And we see that in so many levels, with ministers building ministries after their own name, not on the name of Yahushua, building their own ministries and using the name of Christ as the linchpin. to draw men, not unto him, but unto themselves, to sell multitudes of books, to get that tithes and the offerings, while not obeying what the scripture said. And that's why in the book to Timothy, in the first letter to Timothy, Paul says that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. He was talking about leadership, and I will go into that scripture on another episode. He was talking about leadership who would depart from the faith, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. And he calls them hypocrites. Why is he calling them hypocrites? Because everything's written. Everything is written. The instructions, the teaching, the precepts, the guidance, it is written. So, they're hypocrites because they claim to be teachers, but they're not teaching in accordance with the word of God. So, here we have Yahushua saying plainly that people are going to come in their own name, and because he's come in his father's name, they reject him. And let me go tell you personal experience and what I've seen. When you present to a lot of people the name of Yah, they reject it, and they reject the person who brought it. It's something that I've seen happen over and over again. And I know of somebody who presented to their sister, who went to the mother, who is meant to be in the church, has been in the church for years, who then, when spoken about, when told about the name of Yahushua, the only statement was, "Oh, do you know that when Jesus was on the earth, his name wasn't actually Jesus? It was something like Yahushua or Yeshua or Yahusha." That woman who had been in the church, who has been in the church for so long, refused to acknowledge the name of Yah. Full stop. Rejected it outright and rejected the person. So she didn't realize she was not rejecting just the name. She was rejecting Yahushua himself. Because in the time when Yahushua was walking the earth, they not only knew the name of the Father, they knew how to pronounce it, they knew how to spell it, they knew the scriptures with the name in it, with no other name but that name. But the fact of the matter is what? They rejected Yahushua, the one we call Jesus. And he said here, "I'm come in my Father's name," basically with his name, with his authority, with his stamp of approval. And they didn't receive him. These are the Pharisees. These are the religious people. "If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive." And this is what we have today. So, going back from the top, from the scriptures that we used before, using the same King James Version, but from the Yah and the Yahites, the Apostles' Testimony translation, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Yahushua," which is meaning Yah who saves. "For he shall save his people from their sins." Or Yahu is salvation. In Luke it says, "Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Yahushua," or Yah who is salvation. Let's go to the next one. "And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Yahushua," or Yahusha. "Which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb," Remember, we know that Yahushua is the Lamb slain before the foundation of the earth. So the work of salvation was already accomplished in heaven. So here we have a dichotomy. We have now the name Jesus and the name Yahushua. The name Jesus is being used across the world. And the name of Yahushua, the name of Yah who saves, who is salvation, is rejected. You speak to some Christians and they say, and you tell them, even you show them the scripture where it says that the name of God is Yah. And they will actually reject it outright and say, oh no, God's got many names. Which is not actually true. His name alone is Yah. He's got many titles. He's got many, he's known. But his name alone is Yah. So, where's the deception? The deception actually is in the fact that we've been taught and trained, you've been taught and trained to reject the name of Yah and to reject the name of Yahushua. And in so doing, you've rejected the character, the work, the principles, the teachings, the instructions, and the directions of Yahushua, of Yah through Yahushua. Because if you've listened and or you've got the copy of Yah and the Yahites, or you've read through the website at yahites.org, you will know for a fact and understand that the name of Yah has been omitted out of what we call the Old Testament and the New Testament over 10,000 times. However, every name of every pagan god or deity, every fallen one, the name has been preserved phonetically within the scriptures. So what force was at work when the commandment tells us that we're not even to make mention of the names of other gods? I need you to really think. This is the deception. If we're not meant to make mention of the other names, why has the mention, their names been kept phonetically? Why have traditions been introduced into what we call Christianity and churchianity that preserve the acknowledgement of these gods and their names? But yet the name of Yah and his son, Yahushua, has been rejected. I implore you to think about it. And I cry to you, as Paul said that he warned them with tears in his eyes when he was preaching and teaching. Be separate, be holy. Come to Yah, know the Father. Do not be deceived any longer. Yahushua is calling you. If you're listening to this, Yahushua is calling you. He's calling you out of this world in the same way he called Abraham out. He doesn't want you to be deceived anymore. Because the cult of Christianity, the cult of churchianity, serving other gods, is coming to an end. And it will be destroyed. And he wants you to come to him. Yah wants you to come to him through Yahushua. Come to Jesus. Come to Yahushua. Have your sins forgiven so that you're able to walk uprightly. You must be born again. This is the reason why even the Nicodemus, who came to Yahushua separately because he believed in him, but he didn't want to let go of the religious aspect of his life, the position that he had. He himself said, we know that you come from God. Yeah, but the fact of the matter is, the fact of the matter is that Yahushua said it to him, you cannot see or enter the kingdom of God unless you are born again. And I'm telling you this, you must be born again to see or to enter the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Yah. He's promised to give you the Holy Spirit, but he doesn't want you deceived anymore. You must be born again. You must receive the Spirit of truth. Be separate. Come out from among them so that you can be accepted by Yah. The deception is, not only are you calling on another Yahushua, but you are following another gospel that's causing you to sin perpetually. The teachings, the doctrines, when you actually dig down and you read the scripture, you will see that there is no correlation between mainstream churchianity or Christianity practice and what the scriptures say. And that's why Yahushua said, many are going to say to him, Lord, Lord, didn't I do this in your name? Didn't I do that to your name? In your name, didn't I do many wonderful works? But he's going to say, depart from me. He never knew you. You who work iniquity, or you worker of iniquity. So I implore you, be transformed. Don't be conformed to this world, but offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing, acceptable unto God, because that is your reasonable service. Give him your all. And be transformed by renewing your mind so that you can prove what the good and acceptable and perfect will of Yah is for you and for your household and for all that are far off, for you and your children, for everyone afar off, because this is what Yah God wants. So please listen to this message very carefully. Even if you have to listen to it again. Holiness is a lifestyle. To be holy is a way of life. It's to take up your cross and follow him. You must be born again. And you must love truth. You must seek truth. Because if you are not in the truth, if you are not in the faith, if you do not love truth, if you do not seek truth, God will give you just what you want. The strong delusion. You will end up heaping to yourselves teachers having itching ears who will give you what it is you want. But that end is destruction. That end is separation from Yah God. It's the separation from Yah God in this life and in the life to come. So, I say to you, beloved, shalom, love, and blessings. Seek God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. Shalom, love, and blessings. Hey, shalom, love, and blessings. Yeah, I hope that was a blessing to you and you got something out of it. Please feel free, go to the Yahites website, yahites.org. If you have any questions, queries, etc., I have an open, you can call it challenge or whatever, but if you hear something that you have questions, comments about, feel free, please. Feel free to question, to comment, or would like me to expand on. We literally do this every night online. But get in contact. Go to yahites.org, all the ways to get in contact are on there, via telephone, via email, via WhatsApp, via audio. You can just click and leave an audio message on yahites.org. Also, if there's anything that you believe is wrong, you know, let's come and reason together and let's see what's what. Okay, this is the things I speak about are very important. They're not just matters of life and death, they're matters of eternal life and eternal death. Okay, so also another thing that I've got on the site, Kingdom Laws for Living, and the laws of the Kingdom of Yah on the website. So if you have good access to the internet, there is, it's a lot of information on there. But also for those who are not the internet-y or the Kindle, because it's on Kindle as well, where you can get it for free via the library, or you can buy it. The Yahites Kingdom Living is available as a book in print form, because there are many who prefer the print form. So you can get it, you can get the information that you need, scriptural guides that you can use with your Bible in print form. Okay, and no, I don't make money off this. This is, it's just a resource for you as believers, so that you're not tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men. Okay, so go and check that out. May Yah God bless you, Yah God keep you, Yah God cause His face to shine upon you and give you peace. Shalom, love and blessings.